From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. New York City's mayor bans all travel in New York as a major snowstorm lashes the East Coast. Mayor Bill de Blasio, that is, said at a morning news conference that the storm has exceeded expectations and residents need to be prepared for historic amounts of snow.
It's quite clear the math speaks for itself. This storm will surpass 20 inches accumulation in New York City.
He added that people who do not get off the roads could face arrest. All Broadway shows have been canceled and all bridges and tunnels in the city are officially closed. The storm seriously impacted the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast regions Saturday, with nearly 60 centimeters of snow blanketing the Washington, D.C. area. Up to 85 million people are in the storm's path, and hundreds of thousands are without power. Secretary of State John Kerry says the parties to the International Syria Support Group have what he called clarity on how to proceed with the initial steps toward a political solution in Syria. Kerry said there was agreement that the group would meet immediately after the first round of UN-led Syria talks, which are next week in Geneva.
We're quite confident that there is a way to invite the various interested stakeholders in a way that provides for cohesion and an ability to be able to move the process forward.
Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the United States are among the world powers that make up the support group that has been backing the UN-led process for Syria. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.